This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Iowa is now in the rearview mirror. New Hampshire is the center of activity in the presidential race. So how do the results in Iowa influence the mood of voters and the strategy of the candidates in the Granite State? WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks and WBUR's Fred Tice are both covering the candidates today up in New Hampshire. Anthony is in Keene, New Hampshire. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Lisa.
He just came out of a Bernie Sanders event, and Fred is awaiting a Trump event in Windham, New Hampshire. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Lisa.
All right, Anthony, let's start with you. Iowa's result for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, could not have been much closer. Hillary Clinton won by less than a half of a percent. So what does that leave her for a message that she's bringing now to voters to engage in New Hampshire, where Sanders is actually pretty popular?
Well, Hillary Clinton began the day in Nashua, and she delivered a very energetic speech at Nashua Community College. She was introduced by her husband, Bill Clinton. She made a big point of saying how happy she was for that win in Iowa. And she really gave one of the most energetic speeches I've heard so far in this campaign cycle from Hillary Clinton. And her point really is that she's got the experience, she's got the know-how, that she's the one that can take on the Republicans. She referred to Bernie Sanders as her respected opponent, but she said she's the one with the wherewithal to take on the Republicans in November. And here's a bit of what she said.
Make no mistake, we are in a fight to the finish about whether or not we're going to build on the progress we have made or watch it get ripped away. And New Hampshire is going to have to decide who can go toe-to-toe with the Republicans to make sure they don't wreck us again.
Well, Anthony, her immediate competitor is not the Republicans. It's a Democrat, Bernie Sanders. He enjoys a large lead there in the polls in New Hampshire. What is the Sanders campaign saying about its own strategy for keeping the lead?
Well, Bernie Sanders just spoke in Keene, and his message is, you know, they wanted a win in Iowa. They didn't get it, but they came very, very close, and they're pretty much casting that as almost as good as a win. Here's a bit of Sanders speaking in Keene.
Last night in Iowa, we took on the most powerful political organization in this country. Last night, we came back from a 50-point deficit in the polls.
And that's the message that he's pretty much going to carry, that he's got a bunch of political momentum behind him. He's very popular in this state because, of course, New Hampshire is neighbor to his home state of Vermont. And there are a lot of Democrats in New Hampshire and a lot of democratically leaning independents that like his message about economic disparity and how to correct that and tripling the minimum wage and universal health care for all, Medicare for all, and so on and so forth. It's still a very appealing message with the Democratic base here.
Fred Tice, you've been covering the Republicans, and Ted Cruz, of course, won Iowa. Donald Trump came in second. Cruz seems to be in a similar position to Hillary Clinton now in New Hampshire because his leading opponent, in this case Trump, is quite popular in New Hampshire, just as Bernie Sanders is. What's the Cruz camp saying about how he's going to win over voters there?
So I was with him in Windham, New Hampshire, earlier at a church where about 200 people had packed into this church, Lisa. And among the people who were there to introduce him were former United States Senator Bob Smith, conservative Republican senator from New Hampshire, who said that the Cruz campaign will have the same kind of ground game here in New Hampshire that they demonstrated they had in Iowa. And then Heidi Cruz, Cruz's wife, got on stage, and she talked about the fact that Cruz has $50 million in the bank. She said he is the candidate who has the most amount of money in the bank right now, and so they're holding that for other states down the road. The message is that Cruz, unlike perhaps some other evangelical conservatives, can go the distance. Cruz talked about bringing back the coalition that elected Ronald Reagan in 1990, and let's hear what he had to say.
We saw conservatives and evangelicals and libertarians and Reagan Democrats all standing together saying, what on earth are we doing?
So a final question for both of you. How much do the Iowa results inform the New Hampshire voter? What are voters there talking to you about today? Anthony, why don't we start with you on the Democratic side?
Well, I spoke to voters in Nashua who were there to listen to Hillary Clinton. Still a lot of enthusiasm. You heard sort of two things, people telling me why they're supporting Hillary Clinton, and it's very much having to do with her experience and the fact that she's gotten a lot done over the years. There was a lot of loyalty going back to her husband, President Bill Clinton. A couple of voters, though, did say they wished that her win in Iowa had been more convincing last night and were predicting that that will mean a long, drawn-out fight with Bernie Sanders.
All right. Fred, how about you with the Republicans?
Look, my impression, Lisa, is that Iowa is not influencing the Republican voters, at least not the ones that I spoke to today. Earlier today, I was talking to voters at an event for Ted Cruz, and they're very much still trying to make up their minds. You know, Cruz is one of the candidates they're thinking about voting for. So I talked to one woman who was going to thinking about either Cruz or Rubio. Spoke to another woman who said that she's really still considering all the Republicans. Spoke to another woman who said she was between Cruz and Carly Fiorina. And here at the Trump event in Milford, the voters I spoke to here, some were definitely going to go for Trump, and others are still trying to make up their minds. But nobody is really referencing Iowa.
Well, speaking to us from the next battleground of New Hampshire, Fred Tice, who is in Windham, New Hampshire, and Anthony Brooks in Keene, New Hampshire. Thank you both.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.